Where did the buildings go?
Where did the towers go?
10 years you've been looking at this evidence, and you've pinned it down, and you've pinned it down, and... Where'd it go?
Dust. Gone with the wind. It turns to dust.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I mean, just like a Star Trek thing. It just, poof, it's gone.
What we saw and what happened on 9/11 was something that we as the public had never seen before.
Cluster of core columns that remains here. Watch what happens to them. They just faint. There's building 7, which is a 47-story building. It's like 650 feet tall, approximately. This has got to be over that.
It physically disintegrates in front of your eyes. Not concrete, but steel.
You can see all of this is frothing up into dust. And it's also blowing downward. That's about 700 feet tall. If that thing tipped over, it would take out a few blocks worth of buildings. How's it going to go straight down? You got a 700-foot hole in the ground dropping into?
Where is all the rubble?
There's no debris.
Where the hell did these buildings go?
Yeah.
You're talking about 110-story right. buildings that fucking evaporated.
Where did the towers go?
When the towers went away, there was no S wave or P wave. It was only a surface wave. And you get that when you lift the buildings off the ground. You no longer have that weight there. It's gone.
At the bottom of the towers was something called the bathtub.
If the debris of the buildings had fallen into that bathtub, it would have ruptured the walls, resulting in the entire flooding of Lower Manhattan. But the walls were not ruptured.
These huge buildings turned to dust in midair right in front of our faces on TV. Why did so few people see that?
It's incomprehensible. For somebody to see something solid turn into dust. Dr. Judy Wood earned a PhD from Virginia Tech and is a forensic scientist and an engineer with over 35 years of experience in this very area. In the time since 9/11/01, she has applied her expertise to a forensic study of over 40,000 images, hundreds of video clips, and a large volume of witness testimony pertaining to the destruction of the World Trade Center complex. She's also the author of the book entitled, Where Did the Towers Go? The Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11.
It empowers the reader to see it and understand it for themselves.
Those pictures weren't taken weeks later or months later. No, that was taken hours after.
Plenty of evidence that is absolutely confirmed 10 different ways. If you look, you see. But if you listen to what they tell you, you don't see.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed.
World Trade Center Building Number 7, also known as the Solomon Brothers Building, hundreds of yards away from the Twin Towers. collapsed at 5:20 in the evening on 9/11 and received very little coverage. This building was a 47-story steel-reinforced concrete structure, which collapsed into its own footprint in 6.5 seconds, 7 hours after the Twin Towers collapsed. It became the third building in history to fall due to fires, next to the first two, which were the towers. However, it was never struck by a plane. It also was not significantly damaged by the falling towers, according to the FEMA and NIST reports.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were, and it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense...
As the building collapse is discussed for almost 20 minutes, the feed of Jane Stanley is cut seconds before the building actually does collapse.
Many of us, when we heard the news, perhaps on the radio earlier today, were completely flabbergasted by it and just couldn't comprehend it. I mean, it almost sounded too far-fetched. I was wondering what it's felt like for you being in Manhattan. Well, unfortunately, I think we've lost the line.
Building 7, I'm not totally convinced it was a classic demolition thoroughly. I think the majority of it was.
But what's odd about it to you?
It's more perfect than any controlled demolition I've ever seen. You could essentially drive a four-wheel drive vehicle around the perimeter of it on those little alleys. It was so neat and tidy.
So that too is odd.
Yes.
Well,
every controlled demolition I've seen has something spilling over somewhere, but there was no spillage into the alley.
Secretary, can I ask you a question about some of the technology that you're developing to fight the war on terror, specifically directed energy and high-powered microwave technology? When do you envision that you can weaponize that type of technology?
It is in, for the most part, the kinds of things you're talking about are in varying early stages.